be Yupashni, and next to Yupashni will be the king of yoga, or the true king of yogis. We haven't decided how we should go with that, but that will reflect a whole new tone here. And these pictures will say a lot more. Well, are worth 2,000 words if they're worth 1,000 a picture. And we just touch upon how the perfect master acts and how the avatar becomes. So that's great. And we may show a few pictures of Baba when he's dressed as Ram or Krishna and Buddha and Zoroaster. And, of course, the Christ-like one. So people can see that Baba reflects all these previous avatars in his being, in his flesh. So definitely pictures will be used, and also maybe on those king parts we'll put two or three pictures of Baba when he's dressed up as a king. And this will have a whole new tone here. This will, people will actually see that Bob is the king of kings. So that's important. I think the pictures now, as I'm reflecting on this, are really needed to bring that across. Balji, guess who just walked in? It's your mummy. I mean, mom, the mother, not your mommy. I'm in a mischievous mood, so I'm going to have Susan get on the wire here. And she has something she wants to say.
Jai Baba Bao, this is your mother. I hope you've been a good boy. I know you have. I feel so fortunate to be doing this work for beloved Baba. I hope you and everyone are very well. And I miss all of you very much. And I'm looking forward to coming there, perhaps in the summer or fall, and maybe bring my little brother named Trevor. Hermes is doing much work. Every time I speak to him or see him, he's always working on the book. He seems to be doing very good work for Baba. Now, Bao, you be a good boy, and I know you're doing very good work, too. And you are a very obedient son. You do very good work for Baba. And I know he loves you very much.
Bao, to touch on Maranoff's case, as far as I know, it seems that the best way is have someone give him the money. Now, nothing's definite yet. But that's what I and Joe have looked into. It can't be through the incorporation, as you know. And honestly, I really hope to, before the end of this year, or hopefully even better, before Maribaba Manifesting goes to press, that I can take care of Maranoff. I'll let you know as soon as I hear word. As far as I know now, they're working on it, and it's not exactly an easy case. We're going to have to find somebody who's not tied up with the incorporation to take care of this. Susan is not on the board of directors any longer, so I'll probably use her. It's best that she's not, because she gets nervous about business, and there's a lot of money involved and different things like that. A lot of people coordinate. So that's what we both agree to. And so she'll probably take care of Maranoff's, at least the transaction of the money. But I'll give her that. And we'll discuss this further in detail when I hear from Joe. Okay? The people on the board are Kevin Dwyer, David Ray, myself, Joe Harmon, and a lady from New York, Virginia Sadowski. She met Baba here in Myrtle Beach in 58. And she was married to a Swiss banker at one time, so she knows a lot about finances and has a lot of contacts for money, if and when I ever need more. And she's very fond of me, and she's a good person. The other person is Dr. Tom Decker from Florida. And Tom has at times been helpful with my photo work, and is very supportive, and feels honored to be on the board. So I'm going to have him, and then there's Scott O'Neill, and I think that's all right now. There should be seven there. Okay? And the board meets in April, just before Adi comes here, about the 25th or 26th, and then we have to make certain decisions regarding book quotes from the book designer, printers, and other projects that we have in mind. Bow, I really don't want anyone burning out on me in the middle of their work, so I don't know exactly yet, but I think that it's best that David takes a good rest in between volumes, at least a week, and I may just create a new labor law for the New Humanity, and where we only work 10 months out of the year, and people can play and rest, and then when they do work, they're refreshed and strong. But we'll discuss that later. I'd rather stretch it out, since it's such a tremendous work that David is undertaking, that I just don't want him to get ill in between those 3 or 4 years there. And I certainly don't want him to get lost in the details. And he's such a nut for details that you watch over him, okay? Bao, I'm happy that you're looking for someone to translate those biographies of the perfect masters, namely that one of Baba had sold during Manzamin of Sadhguru Yupashti Maharaj, and anything in Marathi on Narayan Maharaj, and perhaps the one in Urdu on Tajuddin Baba. At least a paperback book would be just something great for people. There's a lot of history nuts out there, and they just love things like this. As far as Anne Breen working on the new life, like I said, she has 12 to 18 months, and I've explained to her that whatever she does will go over and probably have to re-edit it a little and polish up the English. This, of course, is her first time we're involved with books, as far as I know. And it's tough. It's like crushing grapes. And it's a team effort, at least at this stage of the game, until everyone's skills are really sharp. I don't expect too much problem. Our problems from people who already have such established enterprises, namely Sherry or Rick or Bill LePage, mainly because I'm at first only interested in publishing your works and the lives of the five perfect masters, and whatever else comes my way will be filtered through. And this stage of the game, it looks unlikely for a while. I would be interested in the translations of Hafiz that Adi and Aloba have been working on. And just between you and I have my own ambitions to rewrite God Speaks in the Verse, so at least we can get that translated. I feel Baba wanted that book into as many languages as possible. So we're going to be working on that, at least in the future, about 5 years or so from now. Get that book into verse. And I may not be ever published in English, but at least we can translate into French or German, Spanish, the verse. Regarding the three plays, it seems they require a lot of work. I can understand why Worship isn't really meant to be a movie, but it could It has great play potential, naturally, but even more potential is ballet, or for modern dance, and I'm looking into that. As soon as I finish up my work with this book, Nirbhava Manifesting, then I can devote some time to these plays and be a little lighter reading and prepare, take a rest for the nothing and everything. Closed is a photograph that we're going to be using in the introduction to you, the author of You and Baba. And we'll probably vignette the other mandali out and then include that full picture in somewhere in the text. But that's a great photograph. You and Baba there. It's just great. It's in color, so it should be extra rich there. Coincidental that you and Francis are right there next to Baba. The two poets and two writers. There's a lot of potential with this children's book, and whatever Susan wishes to do or wishes to illustrate, be just great. You may come up with some other ideas for children's stories. And I think that's really important, some really good wine for these kids to grow up on. And it's good that they're not so long, so you can read them. Just send the kid to sleep, put him in the samadhi. Bob is really keeping me busy. I'll tell you my schedule just briefly. Two or three nights a week I work with Nancy, and then on Saturday and Sunday afternoons I work with her as far as the fine polishing of the chapters. Then I work with Tom, who's also typing or retyping the manuscript. I work with him sometimes two mornings a week and sometimes one or two nights. So it's pretty busy, plus all the photo work, plus people coming over and wanting to buy photographs. It's quiet hours are great relief and best form of relaxing, just being alone, laying down, taking a walk along the beach. But I'm taking care of my health, of course, and Susan keeps an eye on me, cooks me a good meal once in a while. But I'm a good cook myself, so I have to worry about that. And as far as finances, we have several thousand dollars right now, and I'm still shooting for 40, 45 before the end of 80, so we won't have to cut any corners whatsoever with this book, plus I'll take care of Marinath. And the loans are without interest, which is a great thing, and then Muslim spirit, you know. And Bob is just providing. It's really beautiful. And get to play, use all my skills, as they say. And it's really my destiny just to serve Bob in this way. And really am grateful, Bob. Gotta know that. Really am grateful. And just doing the best I can, and all those brain cells are getting activated and coming into the light, and union, microcosm and macrocosm. And I know in time all will be revealed, so I have great faith that even some very key points, some of the questions I'll be asking you will bring you a lot more light upon certain key issues. And we got a little humor in this book, especially in the chaos. We wrote a little piece called The Case of Mistaken Identity about how Baba laughs at people who always think they're this and that, and how Baba's bliss and humor sustain him amidst all the suffering. So, gotta have a little humor here. Can't forget the humor, and so one of the great qualities of this Avatarik Advent. Just before the beginning of each chapter, as I told you, I'm going to quote the Perfect Masters. Since you can't find anything in Tajudan, I'm going to use a quote from Hafiz, which will be... This is the quote from Hafiz from a translation called Tongue of the Hidden. Man is a marvel by a marvel planned not to reply, but answers to demand. He is allowed to hear the voice and know there is one tongue he shall not understand. We'll put that in the word part. And there's another quote we're thinking of using for the introduction to you. Unto the sober man can words reveal this other world that drinkers see and feel. And also perhaps to your introduction. To find the meanings that my lines bestow, waste not your wit nor say, it's thus and so. This pen you need not hope to understand. Not even I will all its secrets know. It's just great. This pen you need not hope to understand. Not even I will all its secrets know. So I'm just happy that I'm beginning to really enjoy Hafiz more and more, and everything is coming really alive for me. Rumi always spoke to me, but just a few times Hafiz really touched me. Now Hafiz is right there. Along with these photographs, I doubt if we'll have any other paintings, but maybe one other besides Susan. There's a girl who's very good at revealing sort of a formless form. And I may ask her to do a painting. And because it gets really outrageously expensive when you start reproducing color, and I don't want to make this book more than a $15 to $20 book. A lot of the cost will be just in good binding and good paper. This book could last 7,500 years easily. And plus, it would establish good aesthetic tone standard that we want to achieve of excellence. This is for David. I received some of those negatives of Narayan, and I'll be expecting whatever I can from Udo, or Gordon, whoever's coming back. Be very careful in packing those. I don't want any more broken. And let me know about copy negatives or whatever is necessary, whatever that man wants. And send a bill. The Reagan negatives haven't sold one. So I'm still a little upset about that whole thing. But we'll work it out one way or the other. Just... buy what you can of Narayan from that man in Pune and that other negative Baba, Upashni Maharaj. We'll buy all we can. But just forget about that man Bijapur for a while. I just can't afford right now, for a few months at least, $1,200 for one negative. Since most of the photographs are going to be used in the biography, photographs, original photographs, are becoming more valuable right now in my mind than actually buying negatives. But we'll work it out. We'll have a good balance here. But be careful. Don't overspend. I just want to watch everything carefully and appreciate all the good work. You know I do. And a few of those at Narayan are just great. Bob, I want you to reply to some of these questions that I'm going to be asking regarding the breaking of silence and the word on this tape, and just send it back to me. You can tape over what I've been saying. And I'll take care of the charges, whatever. Send a check to David for the future sending of the tapes. So everything's... taken care of, then you have to realize that it's a good thing I'm established in the Baba world to some extent, having done all the photographic work for so long. So it's not like I'm coming out of nowhere. I really don't fear anything. It's just that I'm in Myrtle Beach, and sometimes it can get a little tricky with people's egos. But I think that once they understand I'm not in competition, I just want to publish your works, then it shouldn't be any problem. It's just that, there's favoritism wherever you go. And people think they're really something, instead of really thinking you're nothing. And, hell, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy at all. But you feel, and I feel that you chose me, so I'm just going to give him my best and answer to him. If I fail him. That's the way it is. And so anyway, I got a good lawyer if I get any bad static anywhere in the old hierarchy, whatever they think they are. I'm not under anybody but Baba, and neither are you, so we answer just to him, and we got to be free. We're doing it for love. We love for him and serve him. It's his wish, so you just got to do it. I should say let him do it, because he's really one who's the doer of everything. I know that. You know that. And all I'm trying to do is my best. And I say your life's on the line here. And gotta cross that threshold. Reading the family letters printed by Sherriar. Page 362, the quote from Baba: "I am silent. My silence is not merely an observing of silence. My silence has a purpose behind it. When I break it, all will know. The breaking of my silence will be as forceful as thousands of atom bombs exploding together." What does it mean? The force of thousands of atom bombs exploding together. Is this on the physical plane? Or the subtle? Or the mental? But is the word as powerful? Thousands of atom bombs. Kitty Davy asked me about this, and I told her it's when everything hears the word and knowledge is everything else is hearing the word. And when everyone hears the word, everyone will acknowledge. And as everyone responds to everyone and everything responds to everything, then that's as forceful as thousands of atom bombs exploding together. If you have any further thought on that, write it down or put it on this tape and give me a little more to reflect on. I think we got to touch on this just for a little anyway. I'm on page now 346, family letters, where Baba said that at the end there, "Divine Father, help your beloved son to carry out all your work this year. For July of this year will mark the last year of his silence." So apparently Baba started breaking his silence. Baba started breaking silence July 10th, 1968, according to his 43rd anniversary of his silence. You think we should mention this? Silence began to break in. I'm on page 322, that on Tuesday, the 30th of July, 1968, Mara Baba's work was concluded. So, and he declared this message: "My work is done, it is completed 100% to my satisfaction. The result of this work will also be 100% and will manifest from the end of September. So we have to mention that Baba is on a physical plane, said that he would begin manifesting from end of September 1968, and that his work was complete July 1968. Any further comments? Or if we tie all this together, let me know. I'm on page 315, Family Letters again. And Baba declared, that which is to happen after the 21st of May 1968 will be something great, something that has never happened before, something that will not happen again for billions and billions of years. Baba further remarked that the something great will happen all of a sudden, not in developing stages. People will go about their daily affairs and where till the moment that it's happening. Now, I think we should mention, if you have any ideas what this is, and it's just that it's going to manifest throughout the world and break a silence, and everyone in the world is going to know it the first time in history that the avatar is going to manifest the whole world, not just one country or one part of the world, as he's done in previous advents. I'm on page 281. And the quote is, that which has never happened will happen when I break my silence. So that must be referring to my just my question a moment ago. That quote from Baba Jean we're going to use in manifestation, my beloved Mara, my son. Someday the whole world will call out Mara, Mara. All the trees will cry out Mara. All the birds will sing Mara. I think that's just right. I'm on page 222. There's a beautiful quote from Baba. It is, for it is to live in your hearts and to share in your lives that I've come among you. Somehow blend that into the ancient one chapter. It comes to live in our hearts, share in our lives. I'm on page 200. Baba said when he breaks his silence, he shatter the seeker's hard crust of ignorance and reveal to him their true meaning. We'll blend that into breaking the silence. That's for the seekers, wayfarers, as well as for his lovers around the world. But each will experience it differently. This is a key point. Okay. I'm going to ask you some questions on another tape, which I'll be sending you in a week or so. About a final declaration and brotherhood, oneness, universal oneness, and his humiliation and glorification. Tie up all these points that I've been researching. Maybe you can give a further comment. I see my tape is running low. I want to make sure you know that I really love you. Plus, I got to get to work soon. And this is great, Bob. We can have some good, clear communication about all these things and get some quick answers to things and get everything integrated and reformed to the new consciousness. And, you know, I love, really love you. And no words for that, really. And you give my love to Rama. Maranath and Sheila and our Jew, David, and keep an eye on him and make sure he gets the essence, the wine. And this, as far as I see, these books have got to really shine. Got to really shine just like Baba's words. And what we're doing is polishing everything up. Boil it all down to its real fine essence. That's the wine. And don't want anything dull or gray about it at all, or fragmentary. I want what Bob's really giving you to speak out. You're there, and I want you to speak it out. We'll get all these tapes transcribed, whatever you got to say regarding anything. And if you can come up, I think you've got about 33, you mentioned in that opposite circle. If you can mention 120, then you and then I can compare a list. See what mine says compared to yours. And I'm digging more and more into John's apocalypse, coming up with some of the right answers for everything. It's going to be a beautiful essay on the ancient one and the throne of the Most High. Flaming throne of light. And it's going to be great, Bob. It's going to be great. And we'll give a reawaken some of the sleepers.